There's more people coming. Eloise, come and do your song to keep people entertained. Come on.
I'm not very good at singing.
Do your new single.
It is a good one.
It is a very, very good one. Who was that lady we saw last night where a whole band were miming? That was weird, wasn't it? But some weird radio awards. The whole band were miming. I don't. There was a horn section, but we couldn't hear any horns. And they're like... Yeah. And the guy was playing the guitar, but he wasn't he was just doing that. The bass player was good. But you see the horn section, but there was no horn sound on it, and they were just... If you press record and play on his cassette, he's put his little bit of white paper in the tabs. I need to ask you to turn off your phones, please. Oh, come on, you knew that was going to happen. Why are you so hesitant? Look, come on now, phones off. If there's a fire, do I have to do fire safety?
No.
Let's just hope there's not a fire, otherwise we're all fucked. This is the first one of these I've been allowed to do, so, you know. I've got to close the curtain. Yeah, thank you. Should we get them out? Shall I go and check that they're ready? Let's go and... Are you ready to... ladies and gentlemen, let's have a round of applause. It's Jules and Katie. We have the ting-tings coming from behind this curtain. Look. We have a ting-ting. Is he getting shy?
I think we caught him off guard.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry, Jules. Sorry. You can have longer if you want. Of course you can all come out. Look, I'm just on... Curtain duty. Are you coming out or are you... No, you're staying in there. Lovely. Is that... Now...
It was actually the coffee and the custard creams that got me there.
Now, listen, I've spoken to you twice today and both times you've had a mouthful of biscuit.
I know. We've been away for a while, so we've missed it.
English biscuits in Berlin.
What biscuits do they have in Berlin?
Scheiser ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Because when you go abroad, like, all the sweets in foreign countries are utter pony, aren't they?
Yeah.
They have good cherry things in Berlin. They're
cherry
like
things?
Cherries, yeah.
Like what cherry things?
Like cherry flavoured everything. Good cherry juice, cherry sweets, cherry cakes. They just like cherries.
I don't like cherries, so that would... I couldn't go to Germany.
Don't go.
But do you like sausages?
I'm vegetarian.
Oh,
and I don't like Germans either, so that those three combined means it's probably not a place... A little bit of casual racism there, they'll cut that bit out. How long were you in Germany for? Was it quite a while?
We were there for 6 months solid, recording the album, writing, wow, recording the record, and we had an old jazz club that we rented for a year and a half. So we were, wow, there for, you know, on and off, say, 7, 8
when
months.
You're away for that long, I would miss things like my cat and my mum and stuff like that. It must be quite hard.
I gave my cat away.
No!
Yeah.
You're so heartless.
There's more heartless keeping it, because I just had to keep getting somebody to look after.
Yeah.
So I gave it to my friend that... likes her better now.
What's your friend's cat called?
Abba.
Really?
That's, yeah, cool. Because there's a story behind her name if you really want to hear.
Yeah, go on, we might as well.
She was a wild kitten, yeah, and I kidnapped her, so she got Stockholm Syndrome. And one of the women out of Abba, the band, got Stockholm Syndrome with some weird fan that used to harass her.
Oh, yeah, I think it was...
So I called her Abba because she's got Stockholm Syndrome.
I think it was Agneta.
There you go.
Okay, so because of... Yeah. And when you go and see Abba, the cat... Does she remember you?
Not really.
Oh, no.
It's quite sad, actually.
That is quite sad.
No.
Got any pets, Jules?
No pets.
Well, good. It sounds like... Just go and kidnap one. Just go and steal one.
Yeah,
somewhere there's a poor little kiddie going, we used to have a little cat and it's disappeared. But so you're in Germany for 6 months. I'm guessing you were doing your new album. You weren't just messing around eating cherry sweets.
No.
There was work going on. Why did you go to Germany? Someone's phone isn't off. Whose phone isn't off?
It was one of our first gigs. We played a place called, what was it, Club West Germany, when we first started, which is an old doctor's disused surgery on a block of flats. It's quite weird. So we spent 2 days out there 2 years ago or something, and we loved it. And then on our kind of massive tour that we've been on for like 18 months, we ended up going back there 4 times or something. And each time we went there, it just felt like a really easy city to live.
It's
cheap. There's kind of no suits. There's a lot of artists kind of bumming around there. I know it sounds like a big DOS hole, but it's not. It's a really good art scene there. Like, for example, if you finish in the studio recording at 1 o'clock in the morning, whereas in London you'd have to kind of plan a night out at that time of night. You'd have to kind of know that where you're going to go from 2 and 3. It's pretty tough to just sort of hang out.
You still can't get food and drink in London at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Whereas in Berlin, you can just like head out, literally walk out the studio, and there's loads of little guerrilla bars, and they're just open till you leave. Yeah. So it's just easy, I think.
Yeah, and it was fun, hard work.
It was fun after about a month, because it took us a month to get over jet lag, because we had permanent jet lag for 2 years. And then
oh, because of the tour. I was going to say, Germany's not that far, is it? It's only a couple of hours. So I was thinking, what? Because you've been on this huge tour for 18.
Yeah, we've been like Australia, Japan, America. I think we've been to Japan about 9 times or something, and we flew every other day.
Yeah.
So it took a while to realise that real life isn't that boring.
Yeah. And I bet they love you in Japan, don't they?
Yeah.
Japan's awesome. Are you not fans of Japan?
No, yeah, we love it. It's but really good. Our name means an odd word there.
What does it mean? You can say it, because if it's rude, they'll bleep it.
It means, like, cute cock. It does. And they had problems.
Jules, is this based on anything?
Well, they you know, in typical Japanese culture, they're very shy, and they don't tell you anything. So it took about 6th visit there. It took them that 6th time going there for them to tell us this story. And they're having problems at radio, and them introducing the name of the band, and they kind of said it with their hands. And of course, you know, I'd been on how many shows we'd done, walking on stage, and yeah, I'm a cute cock, you know. So,
yeah.
Well, we're lucky that the cute cocks are going to play a couple of songs for us today. Do you want to introduce the first song and away you go?
Yep. Well, obviously this is really different to how we normally perform. We normally shout and bang things quite a lot. It's a song of ours called Hands, and it's about working too hard.
Yeah.
toys. Bands with toys as well, man. How many pedals have you got there? What are they? Do you know what they all do?
Yeah.
Seriously, do you?
It's one pedal. It's like a loop station.
Beautiful.
So I can play stuff, grab it, and layer it and layer it. So you just keep layering all
very
the
time. Very
nice. More important than that.
Yeah.
Forget all tools aside. I had a button that I pressed that made bird noise.
I want, it's like an ambient doorbell. I think there's someone at the door. Fantastic. And do you collect those bird noises yourself, or do they come with the box?
Jules found the bird noise. What did you find the bird noise on?
I could make up some really great story about being in Jakarta and grabbing. No, it's a generic thing off the computer somewhere.
Oh, balls. I've gone right off you, Ting Tings. Now, the album, Kunst. Is that right?
No.
Oh, I've been given false information. Damn you, Wikipedia. Well, what is the new album?
We know the title, but we're not saying now.
Oh, is it Top Secret?
Yeah, well, we said we had a few working titles.
Oh.
And one of them was Kunst, but it wasn't the title. And then a journalist just decided to say that it was. So now everybody's calling it Kunst.
Oh, Christ.
Which means art in German.
Yeah.
And it's not actually going to be called that. But I think it is now. Because we're not going to call it it, but everybody's still...
Everyone's going to storm into our price and go, come on, we want Kunst. Well, the album doesn't exist. So you've got the title,
yes.
And you're keeping it Stumm, is that it?
For a few more days, I think.
Call it Stumm. There we go. That will win.
Quite good, actually.
It's not bad, is it? What can we expect from it? Have you collaborated with anyone? Anyone good popping up?
No, we in our bubble in Berlin, made our own record on it, just ourselves. We haven't collaborated. We had a lot of offers for collaborations. We decided that we didn't want to do it on this record.
Yeah.
But we're probably going to do some now that we finished the record. And we wanted to make a record. We've been listening to music for like 18 months on the road through our MP3 players, predominantly, without being able to carry our record collection around with us. And making up our own playlists, so you're kind of compiling your own albums. I think a lot of people are doing that anyway. You know, you kind of make up your own playlists and you feel really good about having two Fleetwood Mac tracks, two Madonna tracks or whatever. And we really wanted to make an album that kind of stood for how we listen to music today. So we kind of sat in the studio in Berlin with nobody bothering us and just made a record that we felt like was our favourite playlist. So it didn't have to be a Ting Tings track. You know,
because
we didn't want to get caught up in, like, you know, everyone's like, you've got to make another Ting Tings record.
Yeah.
It was like, well, no, we're just going to make a record. So we've made a really varied or eclectic record that has been inspired by bands like TLC, because Katie loved, like,
my
like 90s R&B.
1990s girl band.
Very good, yeah. What was the TLC big hit?
Awful.
Oh, that was a good, it's a good
and
song.
And Pretty and stuff anyway.
And Fleetwood Mac, Tusk, we were listening to a lot of.
Tusk is a brilliant album.
Oh, it's amazing.
Tusk is a brilliant album.
It's so undiscovered.
I know, and the thing is, up until about 8 months ago, I used to hate Fleetwood Mac. I thought they were tedious, horrible, you know, cocaine-fueled rock. Then I read a brilliant book about Lindsey Buckingham that just spills the dirt and got Rumours, Tusk, and the one before Rumours, which I think is just called Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
And they're awesome.
Yeah,
but Tusk is just insane.
Yeah, it sounds so fresh now, especially the track called Tusk.
Yeah.
It's like fresh as a daisy. If a band released that now, everybody would go, oh my God, that's such a new sound.
There's a brilliant video of them playing it live where they get like a marching band to come out on stage.
I'd love
and
to
it's
see
just
that.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, they were a big influence. And we listened to a lot of SOS band as well,
right.
An 80s band.
Yeah.
And
Pet Shop Boys.
And Pet Shop Boys and stuff like that.
Who would you like to work with? If you've got people throwing themselves at you, which they probably are, is there anyone that you'd like, a producer or an artist or someone that you'd really
like
love?
Fantasy
to
world.
Yeah.
That's alive.
Well, alive or dead. Go on.
I would love to work with Jeff Buckley if he was still.
Yeah.
Grace album was just my favourite album ever.
It's a beautiful album. And the right kind of time of night and the right mood. That's, you know, just a fantastic record.
But more realistically,
David Burnout Talking Heads.
David Burnout Talking Heads would be cool.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just a bit of a space cadet, and I like it.
Have you met him?
No, but what you see of him, he's just like, I hope he is as weird as he looks.
I saw him in concert.
He looks full of ideas.
He does. I saw him in concert. I think maybe early this year or last year, and the whole band were dressed in white.
Oh, I heard about that. I was so jealous.
It was brilliant. Yeah. And he came. Then there was they did a dance routine where they're all in those kind of office chairs, and he's singing, and all these people are just dancing around. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And he's getting on a bit, and he's still coming out with fresh ideas and great albums.
He's really good.
David Byrne collaboration.
We've missed a few opportunities with him as well. He asked us to cover Once in a Lifetime for a charity record.
Yeah.
And we had like 2 hours to do it, and we just like had a panic attack. We're like, we can't destroy our favourite song in the whole world.
You perfectionists, come on.
It was just like one of our favourite songs.
Yeah.
And then he invited us to play at a show that he was curating in the States called Bonnaroo. And then we couldn't do that. So this guy probably thinks we now like hate him or something. And we're like, no, we
I'm going to get the team things. No, I'm not. They hate me. They can get lost.
But we met Tom Tom Club, who Tina Weymouth and what's the...
Chris drummer.
Yeah. They used to be in Talking Heads.
Of course, yeah.
So that was quite cool as well, because she's a complete space cadet.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dead jealous.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough foaming over David Byrne and Talking Heads. You've got another song for us. What are you going to play for us now?
I don't know what we're playing. Are we playing an old song?
Play whatever you want.
We'll play Shut Up and Let Me Go.
Yeah.
Away you go.
Shut up and let me go. This hurts, I told you so. For the last time you will kiss my lips. Now shut up and let me go. Your jeans were once so clean. I bet you've changed your wardrobe since we met. Now we're so easily. You the ought to be holding me. I'm not attainable. This dumb love is not sustainable. I ain't freaking, I ain't faking this. I ain't freaking, I ain't faking this. I ain't freaking, I ain't faking this. Shut up and let me go. Unignorable. I am freaking, I am faking this. I am freaking, I am faking this. I am freaking, I am faking this. Shut up and let me go.
Listen, thank you very much. It's very nice to meet you. It's nice to have you. Do you do many of these little acoustic, intimate things?
Sometimes, yeah. Like, more for, like, radio and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
We did it the other day with a cello, which was really
nice.
But
yeah.
We couldn't be bothered bringing it for you.
Is it more for radio, right?
Up yours. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, round of applause. It's the Ting Tings. Fantastic stuff.